This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj.
Rita Liu.
So we're asking you questions about food trends for 2018. What kind of stuck and what didn't? One of the things that came up in conversation then was poke bowls, of course, that has been mentioned over on our Insta story as well from It's Ami Rules. Also from Ann Neem, says Kyochan, all those K-pop still lit, but ramen, no more for me at least. I didn't sound very trendy when I said that, did I?
No.
But you know, you get the idea.
Yeah.
Ramen, K-pop ramen, either of you?
No. Out of the loop. No.
Yeah, definitely out of the loop. Let us know, folks, on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on WhatsApp, on Twitter, or on Instagram, at BFM Radio Off.
Yeah, so this comes from Eng Chuan, who says that food trend 2018, healthy fruit vinegar. I haven't heard of healthy fruit vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider. Oh. And then they now come with other fruit flavors as well.
And honey apple cider
that's been
vinegar.
Around, that's been around for a bit as well. Mm.
Did it pick up this year? Do you know?
Not really. I think a couple of years ago it was a big thing.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that. Everybody seemed to be like, you know, trying it out. And, oh, it's good for settling your stomach and this, that and the other. I'm thinking, well, it's acidic. How can it be good for your stomach? I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know, out of the loop, like you say, of a skeptic, yes.
Then there's another message that comes from Raz, who says, Hershey Freeze. This one I haven't heard about.
Yeah, this is just your trend.
What on earth is that?
It looks good.
It looks like a huge coffee with a huge amount of cream on top with sprinkles.
Yes. Like I said, good.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Someone said the keto diet.
Oh, yes.
Keto diet. This is from Sylvester Lee.
That seemed to have been fairly big this year as well. Keep them coming, folks. Love these suggestions. 018-789-8899 on Instagram, on Twitter, or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Moving on to story number two very quickly. Six things every entrepreneur should be grateful for. Frida.
Oh, we're there already.
We are.
Okay, so this is six things every entrepreneur should be grateful for in 2019.
Oh.
So we're, you know, getting ready for it. So anyway, this holiday season, take a moment to realize how blessed you really are, even if some of those blessings are in disguise. And when you read these things, you know, it's perspective, it's reframing. We're talking about these things. And the first one is the constant uncertainty is a good thing, right? You might have so many options and potential choices, both business and personal, that you feel stressed and even overwhelmed. Flip it around. Imagine how it feels to have few, if any, options. Imagine how it feels to have few, if any, viable choices. So be thankful that you have choices you need to make. The more choices, the better. Right? Two, the relentless struggle. How is this great?
How is this a good thing?
Okay. Not unintentional struggle. Intentional struggle, like choosing to work incredibly hard to push through a mental or physical barrier, to make sacrifices for the good of the people who rely on you. When you struggle and fight and endure, you not only stretch the limits of what you believe you're capable of, but you also sometimes enter a state of grace that you find only when you strip away what is truly non-essential. So struggling actually helps you to learn who you really are and who you really want to be. And it's one of those, I guess, butterfly metaphors, you know.
Right.
Okay, the never-ending pressure.
None of these sound inspiring.
Okay, so as newly, like, it's just reframing. Listen. As newly crowned NASCAR champion Joey Logano said, it's really cool to have the opportunity to have pressure. A lot of people don't get the opportunity to have pressure. It's a privilege to have pressure. There's no better feeling than winning when your back was against the wall. Feeling pressure means you have the chance to do something meaningful, something that matters to you, something you care about. Embrace opportunities to feel pressure. You should only be concerned if you never feel pressure, because that means you're missing out on opportunities to improve yourself and truly live. And I actually put myself in this sort of situation where I think this will give me a little bit of pressure. I give myself deadlines, I give myself these things, and only then you get resourceful, you start thinking, right? And I guess when you're an entrepreneur and these pressures come about, it makes you start being getting on your feet. And sometimes you come to work and you don't feel any energy, because it's just everyday kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. For the occasional regrets, think about something you wish you had done better or handled differently, or think about something you wish you had done but for whatever reason you didn't. Painful, sure, and motivating. So use that motivation today. Call a friend you've lost touch with, mend fences with family member, be the bigger person, say you're sorry, do something you wish you had done. No. 5, the need to be patient. This is a tough one. Staying patient, especially when you dream big dreams, is rarely fun, but being forced to wait can be a good thing. For example, research shows that where vacations are concerned, the biggest boost in happiness comes from planning to get away, and this vacation anticipation boosts happiness for an average of 8 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. So why do you think I'm always away? After the Arv is always away.
Oh.
After the vacation, though, happiness levels quickly drop to baseline levels, usually within days. Soon the people who went on vacation are no happier than the people who did not. So be thankful you need to wait, especially for something you really want, and the anticipation alone is worth it. Besides waiting for what you want, not what you need, but what you want is a luxury only those who are already blessed can afford. And this is the whole concept, I think, around delayed gratification. When you go into business, you know, nothing happens instantly. And that is, this is a skill, you know, to be patient. Last, the challenge of forging your own path. So this is a quote from Steve Jobs here. He believed in the power of taking an unconventional path of doing things that other people usually don't consider. He says, life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact. Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you, and you can change it. You can influence it. The minute you understand that you can change it, they can mold it, that's maybe the most important thing. To shake off this erroneous notion that life is there and you're just going to live in it versus embrace it, change it, improve it, and make your mark upon it. So,
he's a bit smart, that fellow,
wasn't he? He is, right? And I think, you know, I think all his inventions or the later ones, the iPod and all sort of thing, came after the fact that he knew he had cancer.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. And that was probably knowing that he's got a deadline to come up with things.
Mm.
So, you know, embrace the pressure, you know, and you know, this to end up with Steve Jobs.
What was the other one? Which I noticed you skipped over. The occasional regrets. I noticed you skipped over that one. A little bit. I think for me, that's... I don't necessarily have regrets, but I'm one of those people who finds it very hard to hold a grudge. And yet I have friends and relatives who are much easier at holding a grudge.
Mm.
So when I try and build those bridges back, because I can't deal with, you know, that kind of shadow hanging over and whatever, I like to build those bridges. And I'm like, you know, and I think that's a really important thing for a lot of people to do.
Right.
You know, you don't want that kind of bad smell going into a new year. You want a fresh start, get everything done. And whether or not it's personal or business or whatever, sort your stuff out, you know?
Yeah.
Stuff out.
Yeah. Because it was Thanksgiving on Thursday, so you have like this whole, if you're on social media, then you have this whole slew of like Thanksgiving messages and pop-ups and stuff. So I saw this, I read this comic, which panel by panel. So the first one is like, I've never given a lot of thought to Thanksgiving, never really liked it. Back when this person was a kid, the comic, the artist was a kid, there used to be a lot of arguments at the back of the car, you know, siblings fighting, family fighting. Then when they went to their family's house, no one looked like they like each other. There was a lot of like animosity, you know, a lot of awkwardness and stuff. And then he said in retrospect is when he understood that he was lucky to have a Thanksgiving to hate at all.
Right.
Yeah, so he was thankful to have a Thanksgiving to hate in the first place, which I think applies to this, because with all these points that we just went through, I think even like for entrepreneurs themselves, if you have a business to worry about, even if you're worrying, be thankful that you have a business in the first place.
Yeah, a lot of
people haven't been able to get that, even that part off the ground. So,
And it's sad that we talk about this in November, because, you know, you're going to start planning for 2019. To me, the challenge of forging your own path is really crucial. And that's something that I, you know, I'm planning for next year. What are some of the things that I need to do? I look at the women, right? If you look at Oprah Winfrey starting her own network when everybody says no, then you start your own thing. Even Reese Witherspoon and Drew Barrymore started with their own production company because they say there were less opportunities for women of a certain age. So they come up with their own thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what it is. You create your own future. You can create all these things. And what better time to start thinking about what your path is going to be for 2019?
There you go.
Wisdom.
Okay.
Hashtag wisdom.
Frida Jobs over there. Ladies and gents, if you want to get in touch with the show, of course, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. On Twitter or on Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. Time for a short break. We've got some music back-to-back. The Pretty Things with Rosalind, and then followed by the Electric Light Orchestra with Rock and Roll is King. We'll be back in just a few minutes where we are talking about 10 F&B trends and the next big bang for the buck. That was for the predictions of 2018. 2018. Let us know, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, and on Instagram at BFM Radio. Trends that you've seen for 2018 in F&B. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.